X Mobile.
Phone Patrick, N4ZLK.
Now back up to my second stop. Now in Old Buncombe again. Or going up Old Buncombe this time, I guess.
I've had to drive a little bit slower. There's a lot of water on the roads back out here in the country, you know, off the main roads.
So this morning coming off the mountain, too. Just take your time and be careful.
And I'm going out to get the two grandbabies, Winter and Valley. And I think she's changed her mind because it's, I don't know, we still got more rain coming. And it's all the other people flying around and spraying water all over the cars.
They didn't plan to leave when they should have.
Yeah. It looks like a truck is stopped on Highway 11, a tractor trailer. Wonder what his deal is.
We're lost and don't know where he's at.
Might be with supplies for a construction site. No, that looks like a grocery-type truck. I think it's broken down. Oh, well, nothing I can do about it.
And that'd be a bad day to break down today.
That has to work on it.
So most of those mobile guys are going to tell you, call a tow truck today.
That's what I would do, call a tow truck. Gentlemen, be careful out there today.
How are you this morning? I heard you on two different nets last night.
I heard you on one of them, WW4JET here. All's good. I decided to take a day and hang back, or a couple days and hang back, because I don't want to leave. I didn't want to leave my wife and daughter here with possible high winds later with power failures. So I'm deciding to take a day and see what happens. I'm glad you're done, though. I know Patrick's just starting and you're getting done, but it must have been a tough night driving in that.
The heavy rain didn't start till just I was mostly back by then. It just was constant. There was a few accidents out there, but go ahead, Patrick.
Matthew, good to hear you out there, and glad you're able to take a couple days and stay with your family like that.
Oh, it's a special needs daughter, and my wife is not very capable with her rheumatoid arthritis. It's just I feel better, and that way, if anything does occur, we can handle it. That being said, Patrick, be careful out there today. I know you're just starting. It's going to be messy. It's going to be messy.
And I'll do my best to try to keep them off of me.
The water coming our way still. Looking down on the Peachtree radar, it's there's still a bunch coming up this way. So it's an all-day soaker, no doubt. And then the winds are going to kick in. So that's going to be interesting.
I was just telling Patrick yesterday, and then I repeated myself, apparently. We had a tree went down Saturday or Sunday, not far from the house, not in the neighborhood, but not far. It made the power go on and off a few times from just that rain we had, the rain and the wind we had Friday, so it's probably going to be a lot worse this time.
Yeah, you're correct. I mean, I'm concerned, too, because it's not the usual wind out of the north. It's going to be gusts out of the south, and the trees are used to the winds from the north, but it'll be interesting to see how they handle gusts from the south. I don't know. Could get crazy. You're right.
And just the main thing I'm worried about, that's no fun in this big sail out here, and I'm sure you're used to that, Matthew.
And the only wind I like when I'm taking off and landing is into the wind. Other than that, everything else is a nuisance. But you're right. Be careful. I mean, there's no doubt that could cause an issue for you. And of course, you got to watch out for all the other idiots, for lack of better words, no doubt.
Matthew's vehicle is designed to go with the wind. We're the ones driving ones that aren't very aerodynamic. Y'all have a good day. I'm pulling in the driveway. And Matthew, if you, you know, I know you don't have my number or anything right now, but if there's ever anything I can do, you're out of town or whatever, and you ever need anything, I'm not that far away, so feel free to get in touch with me. If I'm home, I'll do what I can.
Great deal. We'll talk more. You go get some rest. I'm sure that's deeply warranted. So have a good one. We'll catch you later. WW4JET.
LK. See you guys. Have a good day. Be careful out there, Patrick. N4ZLK.
Shane, have a good rest there and good night off. Thankfully, you got to work tonight. It's not Wednesday night. Sorry.
Opportunity and I didn't take it. I probably should have. N4ZLK, I'm gone.
So, Patrick, what part of town are you going to be in today?
You're in Cherrydale, Boynton Highway all day today.
Okay. Just a nice condensed area. You don't have too much traveling to do in there.
It's, everything's pretty close together here today, so that makes it nice. Now this afternoon, I've got some stops that I got to go all the way out of State Park and come back out over on 290. That'll be the worst part of my day.
Yeah, probably when the winds are kicking up too, so. Well, hey, be careful out there too. But it's nothing you haven't really experienced before. Just got to watch out for the other guys.
Good to hear you this morning, but I have pulled into my next stop, so I'm going to jump off here. And you be careful out there, and hopefully nothing goes wrong today, and it's just smooth sailing, a little bit of rain. So, 73 Matthew, KO4H.
HK, it's WW4JET. Yeah, good talking to you, Patrick, and be safe out there. We'll talk to you again soon.